Welcome to Real Estate and You. I'm your host, Scott Allison. I have got Richard Smith from Trans Texas Credit Union with me. We're going to talk a little bit about getting some money and borrowing some money and getting a loan. Mr. Smith, how are you, sir?
I'm doing lovely, Scott. Thank you for having me.
You know, one thing I know, because I've seen the diploma in your office, you're a graduate from TT.
I'm a Texas Tech guy. Yes, sir.
You are. And you know, I know we've both been watching them this year.
Yes, sir. Watching them closely. Been to a couple of games as well. They've been exciting. And
so close. I mean, the Baylor game.
So close.
But
so,
yet so far.
Coach Wells, he'll get his program together,
I think, no doubt. From my nephew, Milot, everything I'm hearing, he's a good, great coach. He's really, really
He's a solid
really like
guy.
Him.
He seems to preach the fundamentals as well. So we're excited.
We're going to look forward to next year, I think.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Always next season, right?
Yes, yeah. Yes. So let's hope this next season is a real good one. Let's talk about something that I know you know a lot about, and that's loans.
Yes, sir.
I was thinking back, as I asked you earlier, I think I first became a customer of y'all's, of Trans Texas, probably 20, 25 years ago. I know on the car loans and the boat loans and CDU loans. I've done all those with you.
Sure.
I know you are good at that.
Sure. We do all that.
But let's talk about some residential. What's true to my heart? It's houses.
Real estate, you bet.
Yes, sir. Let's talk a little bit about that.
Well, a big chunk of what we do is in real estate. Almost 70% of our loan volume is in real estate, which makes us unique as a credit union. You don't see that in the credit union world too much. And we focus primarily on 1-4 residential. We're not big in the commercial side, but residential loans, and there's plenty of that in San Angelo and certainly in the Concho Valley, is a big part of what we do. So we do like to remind folks that we are there for their residential lending needs. So many people get put in a box, and if you don't quite fit that box for an FHA loan or a conventional 30-year fixed, you kind of feel like you may be out of options. But I do want to let folks know that is just not always the case. There's plenty of good loans out there that don't quite fit that conventional or FHA box, and that's a big part of what we do.
And one good example of that is me. I'm self-employed. You know, I don't get a paycheck every 2 weeks. You know, I don't fit in that round circle or that square box. Mm-hmm. And I think there's a lot of people that are, you know, entrepreneurs, investors, self-employed people in San Angelo.
Sure, sure.
Even some of our farm and ranchers.
You bet. Lots of reasons that you may not fit that box. Even if, you know, if one loan program says you got to have a 660 credit score and you're a 659, in a lot of cases, that is still a good loan. So there's so many underwriting criteria that we look at, from credit scores to the collateral to length of employment to type of employment. We look at all of those individually and carefully, and there are good loans that just may not be an FHA loan. So we just like to remind folks that don't give up. Let's dig deeper.
Well, and that's a real good example. But let's not confuse that with subpar loans, because I know that's not your specialty.
We don't necessarily specialize in subpar loans, but yeah, if your credit score is 1 point off, if there's some minor something with that property, the condition of the property, as long as we have a plan to address that and the home is insurable, that's the kind of thing we can get around real easily, whereas some loan programs can't. So,
well, and I think one thing y'all bring into effect too is character of the people that do business with you, been doing business with you, and take that into account. Where you and I know some of the big banks, some of them aren't even here anymore. I don't think they even know what that is. They just look at a piece of paper. You know, you actually know most of your customers.
Yeah, one of the things that I enjoy most about my job is just getting to know the folks, because as many different applications as there are, that's how many different backstories there are. And, you know, life happens, and so we try to take that into account. And certainly we're proud of the fact that every mortgage we make at Trans Texas stays on our books. So,
And I know you're pretty flexible, because one of my business partners, I'm not going to say Charlie Coons. I'm not going to mention his name.
I wouldn't know who you were talking about anyway.
And you can deal with him, and he's a rascal. So if you put up with him and take care of him, take care of a lot of his needs, you know you're doing something right.
Well, I can't confirm or deny any dealings with Mr. Coons this morning. But
on our list, primary real estate notes is what I want to know about. You said, okay, 30-year fix. What can you do, and what rates can we get, and what length can we go? Because I know you're in-house, correct?
Everything I do is in-house. Which is great. You know, everything from underwriting to servicing. 10 years from now, you got a question, Lord willing, I'll be there, and I'll be the one to answer your questions. So it's great to have those relationships. What we do in house, unfortunately, is not a fixed rate of interest. we're kind of like everyone else. We don't know what our money may cost us in 10 years or 15 years or 20 years. So we balloon our loans. So that subject, that rate is subject to change every 5 years on a residential mortgage. Right this minute, somewhere in the neighborhood of 5% is kind of what you're looking at. So while the rate may be a little higher than what you're seeing out there as well, we don't do any mortgage insurance whatsoever.
That's huge.
And that's huge. And our closing costs tend to be half or even a third of what you might find elsewhere in the secondary market.
Well, and Richard, you know I'm huge on using local lenders, period. I have two closings that are coming up in 2 days. Both of them, they used an internet mortgage company. And they both came, what about these fees? I said, I'd ask you to use a you can't make somebody do something, but you can ask them. And they were huge.
It's huge. So they can be astronomical, and so we're not looking to make a killing up front on these loans. Our goal is to establish that relationship, because we also want you in our credit union to come open your checking account. We want you to talk to us next time you're looking at buying a pickup, whatever. So we're not, we're about the long term relationship with folks.
I did, by the way.
And thank you. Yes, hey, thank you.
What kind of down payment on a residential?
For owner occupy, if it's going to be your primary residence, 5% down plus closing costs, which again are way less than what you're going to find elsewhere. So
that deal right there, I'm glad we did the show, because I tell you right now, that deal right there, 5%, folks. And if you're not familiar with MIP/PMI, it's expensive.
It can be very high,
depending on the price of your house, obviously. But it can get, we're talking $100-$200 a month in some cases. So if you wipe that out, the difference in 4.2 and 5 is wiped away also.
It's not much.
It's probably better.
Yeah. So in some cases, it's better, and you're not throwing your money away in that mortgage insurance.